Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's New England's preeminent source on everything Patriots.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
I have been told the same thing Curran has been told.
The one and only Tom E. Curran. Tom Curran joining us.
I bend over to Tommy Curran.
Tom Curran joining us from NBC Sports Boston.
It's time for Tuesday.
Monday.
With Tom.
I'm surprised about Tom E. Curran.
So why is he so damn special that we have to call him Tom E. Curran?
Curran. On Dale and Keith.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Keep on laughing.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline from NBC Sports Boston is our buddy Tom E. Curran. Well, that was a bit of a Sunday night Patriots news dump, wasn't it?
Huge, huge flurry of information, Dale. And, I can't help but think that the two might not be related.
So, explain that a little bit more to us. Would they not have signed Cam Newton if it wasn't to cover up Spygate 2, or was it strictly the timing of it? How do you think they were connected? Because I definitely think there's something there. There has to be.
Yeah, I mean, they can't control the announcement of the penalty. If it's going to leak, it's going to leak, and it leaked. They can control the announcement of an agreement with Cam Newton. I can't imagine that they said, what can we do tonight to set off a bunch of fireworks that will distract attention. I'm sure that they were down the road. But if indeed they realized that, hey, this is going to come out Monday, the NFL is going to announce it. And they said, you know what, let's just get this Cam thing out there. I don't feel like having a full day of Deflategate, Spygate, and every other gate that's ever come down the pike that we've been affiliated with attached to us. Now, maybe it is just the most bizarre conspiracy or the most bizarre coincidence that it did happen on Sunday night, June 28th. A void in which you will never find, if you go back through the annals of NFL history, very many blips on the radar screen. It's flatline time. So I think it's a coincidence. But you're right, Rich. Were they going to sign him? I can't imagine they're spending time, money, and effort to do a wag-the-dog operation. I'm sure that they want Cam Newton here.
Tom, my former boss, the great Fred Kirsch, once said, don't listen to what Bill Belichick says. Judge his actions. And for about 3 months, we've watched him not add a quarterback. He didn't go get Andy Dalton. He didn't jump after Jameis Winston or Cam Newton, didn't draft Jordan Love. And I think a lot of people, and myself included, said, well, I guess you can take this as no other than a sign that he's confident in Jared Stidham. And then, you know, a month before training camp, the price apparently got right. He gets Cam Newton. Do I read this as a lack of confidence in Stidham, or do we just simply have a wide-open quarterback competition with a wide-open plan?
I think it's more of, I don't think it's a lack of confidence in Stidham. I think it's an opportunity to, I hate to say it and sound just like them, make the team better. You put somebody out there that if he's better than Stidham, well, then Stidham might not have been that good. But if you can beat back the challenge of Cam Newton and Brian Hoyer, well, then maybe you have something. I mean, 70% of Cam Newton, I wrote this last night, is going to win in a 70% athletically and health-wise of Cam Newton is going to dominate those two guys. But is he going to be at that point? And meanwhile, he's missed all of the offseason, whatever it was, and these two guys are going to have a huge head start in terms of running the offense, and I would imagine are going to take, you know, starter reps early in training camp and into the preseason if and when those things come to pass. So I don't think the Cam comes in here as somebody who the Patriots said, we got to go get him because Stidham stocks.
if we think back a couple of years ago, the reports were that Josh McDaniels was intrigued by the thoughts of Lamar Jackson. Reportedly, they even had him in here for a visit. And obviously, Lamar Jackson's offense would be totally different from Tom Brady's offense. If we look at it now, I would expect Jarrett Stidham's offense would be different than Cam Newton's. What are they going to start working on?
I don't think it will be. I think that this offense already, in this past few months, we haven't seen it, is already vastly different than what we saw. That's the indications that I've gotten is that the offense has already begun its morphing on paper. And we're going to see a very different offense regardless of whether it's Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham or even Brian Hoyer. You're going to take advantage of the abilities that those guys have and the shortcomings that they also own in terms of processing defenses and throwing with great accuracy the way Tom Brady could. So play to their strengths. That's an old tenet of course, you guys know as well. You know, find the things that someone does well and play to those strengths. And if that is challenging at the perimeter of the defense, moving, making the quarterback another person that you have to defend instead of dealing with his brain, then that's something they're going to do. And I think that the Patriots have looked at that as something that they could benefit from, especially as the NFL's morphing. Look, Brady was never anybody's idea of an anchor, but there are different avenues that you can go down that had roadblocks on them when Tom was here.
Now, the last time we talked, or at least that I talked to you, and Cam Newton's name got brought up, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would say you were very down on Cam Newton. Maybe you hated Cam Newton. I'm not sure how I would describe
it. Hate strong.
Hate is strong, but I'm painting a picture here, Tom. I feel like, was it mostly injury, or was it also other parts of his game that you didn't like?
As it relates to the Patriots, it's a guy who's got bizarre footwork, who will throw with his, you know, genitalia pointing directly at the receiver,
what?
As opposed to, I mean, he just opens up.
Hips.
Well, again, we're painting a picture here. So
I read you.
I mean, so we're talking about going from the most fundamentally sound quarterback in NFL history to a guy who's got about 37 different throwing platforms, if you want to use that, 47 different release points, has only been over 60% completions two times in a career that began in 2011. In 2016, he just sucked. 17 and 18, the seasons ended with shoulder injuries. 2019, it ended with a foot injury. I didn't love him as a fundamental. I mean, he's an incredibly powerful guy, but it just his ability to play the position without the side issues of mistakes and inaccuracy were impossible to avoid. And with the guy at 31, I didn't see him as being a great fit. Can he do things that are going to be interesting to watch? Yeah. But I still think that, you know, the hips, for lack of to be more genteel about it, the hips pointing at the receivers, it's just not something you see, and it's going to lead to inaccuracy. I mean, we've all seen Cam Newton play a ton.
Right.
Some of those throws that he makes, how the two best Patriots guys, Andy and Rich and Dale, we could all agree the two most valuable offensive players of the Patriots over the last 3 years have probably been James White and Julian Edelman.
Yes.
Those guys need the ball on them in a particular spot to get them in a position to make yards. Can Cam Newton do that with those guys?
So beyond the physical and the questions about the offense and the on the field, you and I have seen a lot of different personalities come through this locker room the last 20 years, and it seems like virtually all of them found a way to fit. If they wanted to make it work, they made it work. I'm wondering, how does Cam Newton, the personality, the guy who wears number one, the diva, the post-game, you know, get-ups, how does that guy fit in a Patriots locker room?
Honest to God, I think it's really a one-day-at-a-time thing. Worry about that once he becomes a starter and has to go to the podium and talk. I mean, it'll be fascinating, won't it, Andy, to see
yes.
if he is at the podium after preseason games.
Yep. You know, what's he wearing, Tom?
But I don't – I mean, look, Brady was pretty eccentric by the time he left. So I don't think the eccentricities are going to be necessarily – look, we all have spoken about, reported on, now had it sink in that the dynamic between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick was very strained over the last few years. With Newton, you have a guy who's coming in at $24 million less with a similar chip on his shoulder. And if he's treating this as a one-year Darrell Revis, I'm going to rehabilitate and then go back and make my dough. This is the only opportunity. It's the best opportunity. They have five national television games. Everybody's fixated on how the Patriots will do post-Brady. He's in a great spot to make it work. So all that said, I think they meet halfway. You have to accept guys for who they are. I think that that's something that's kind of gone on this summer with us understanding, you know, the Kaepernick stuff and the kind of the racial reckoning. Look, everybody's not going to fit the same suit. And to scoff at, roll your eyes at, or, you know, otherwise dismiss because people act differently, dress differently. I think we probably should start to get past that too, because I think that there's, you know, I don't want to call it a dog whistle, but I think sometimes it might be. Is it? Am I wrong?
You might be right. I think he will allow him to be a little more freewheeling than he let some others, perhaps. We'll see. Now, Bill Belichick has coached against Cam Newton twice in his career. Cam Newton is 2-0 against New England. One of those involved a blown non-interference call against Luke Kuechly, but he's 2-0 against them. 41 of 57, 525 yards, 6 touchdowns, and a pick. Is this just Bill Belichick falling in love with what he saw play against him?
Yeah, that happens a lot. We know that with from Roosevelt Colvin to Wes Welker to Dalis Thomas to any number of players that we could come up with over the years. So if you in joint practices, we've seen it over and over and over again. So I think that you when you lose to somebody and they took over a game the way Newton did in 2013, you know, I mean, they'd have them in like 3rd and 8. And I just remember him just rumbling over people, around people, and stiff-arming some of his best players. I mean, to see Cam Newton, Dale, have you ever seen him in uniform in person?
Oh, yeah, once.
He's a mountain of a man.
Close up?
Yeah.
It's astounding how huge he is. So, yeah, I think you're right, Dale. I think that the affinity that you get from having played and lost to a guy is certainly there.
Forget the timing of it, but what do you make of the punishment that the Patriots got for the filming?
I think it's insane. And I think it's probably more than the Patriots expected. And it certainly is something that Bill Belichick was absolutely livid about when it came to pass for a variety of reasons, mainly because he knew how it would be viewed and what it would dredge up. And now that not only has the business and entertainment side interceded to cost them a draft pick and $1 million, it's going to revisit and rehash those moments where the Patriots have been called to the principal's office before. So it's Andy?
Yes.
It's not going to be real good.
No.
For Bill's tenor with the in-house production folks. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that it's important to continue to market the brand. That's why they're able to have a $200 million salary cap. So this is the stuff, and to pay Bill Belichick, whatever the salary is that he collects. So it's there are cross purposes, and Bill could suck it up and deal with it as long as it didn't intercede. But now that it has, I can't imagine he's too psyched.
Tom, I know these questions are frowned upon by the person who is being asked them sometimes, but we've been doing percentages around here for months and months and months about the quarterback position. Percentage Tom Brady leaves, he stays, he retires, blah, blah, blah. Give me the percentage that Cam Newton is the opening day starter against the Miami Dolphins on September 13th.
48.
Oh, just under 50. Damn you. Damn you. Do the other 52 go to Stidham?
Hey, you split those up too.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, honest to God, all things being equal, if you put three guys and say run the same play three times in a row, I mean, can Newton look as good as he might look in a training camp controlled atmosphere where the plays end and there's no scrambling and there's no stepping out of trouble or throwing with a guy hanging off of you? Can he do that? Can he play off script in the Patriots offense? that to me is everything. This is the most scripted post-snap offense there's ever been, even with the option routes. Those are scripted. And now they're bringing in a guy who is, along with Ben Roethlisberger, the king of the off-script. So can he look good? It's going to be really hard for him to look good in training camp, isn't it?
Yes. And I will tell you this, Tom. I don't know if we'll be at training camp. I have no idea where any of that is going. But if I'm on a sideline or the back of the end zone and Cam Newton's throwing like a crossing pattern, my head is on a swivel because I think he can overthrow by 5 yards at a high velocity at any point in time.
Yeah. And that's what, I mean, he's not going to get miraculously more accurate, is he?
No.
You are what you are. I mean, Josh Allen dreams about being Cam Newton, but there are some similarities there.
All things being equal, and assuming both are healthy, I understand that the supporting cast is different, but if both are healthy, who's a better quarterback this year, Brady or Newton?
Brady. And I'm trying to talk to Chris Sims later because he has Brady at 15.
He's got him up there before he even signed with anybody.
Yeah, but Brady, I mean, he's more accurate.
Better receivers.
Yeah, he's just a better thrower of the football. And I think that's what it comes down to, even in 2020 when we're talking about the revolutionary notion that quarterbacks need to be mobile. Tom Brady throws it better than Cam Newton. He will tomorrow. He will in 20 years.
Where does Tom Brady's genitalia point when he throws?
In the right direction.
Sorry, I thought it was a fair question.
Where it's supposed to go.
It points at the sideline. It points directly at the sideline where it's supposed to.
Or it points at the sun. It's hard to say.
You never know.
When the pass rush gets there.
Tom, we've seen more teams open to the idea of using two quarterbacks, whether it's Taysom Hill and Drew Brees, or even Mariota and Tannehill at times last year. Any chance, and I don't know if Newton would love the idea of it, but is that something that McDaniels could maybe utilize? Like maybe he likes Stidham on certain plays. He likes the idea of Newton. Could we maybe see that?
You can't rule anything out. Unbelievably interesting. And it would, again, be honestly that this was something that came up with Kaepernick. And I think I was talking to Mutt or you guys about this, but with Kaepernick specifically, that would be such a loaded decision recipe by any team to say, hey, we got this package of plays where you're supposed to come in and run around.
Right.
That would be basically rolling the clock back to 1974. Yeah, we can't have you in the pocket making decisions, but we're going to have this package of plays where you run around. Maybe we'll give you some reps of wideout. I mean, I can't imagine that. I know that's not what you're driving at, but I think it is a loaded decision. And I think that if Cam ends up being, oh, here comes Cam Newton to run read option.
Yeah.
That people will
say. I just think, like, even if Stidham completely outplays him, I think once you're on the goal line, I couldn't think of a better option than Cam Newton. Like, whether he's handing the ball off or him, just the threat of him is as good as there is in the goal line. But again, you're right. That's sort of a tough sell.
If Cam Newton doesn't win the job, will he ask for his release?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. I can't.
Well, maybe
envision.
I think it might depend on, you know, did a quarterback somewhere else get hurt or
right.
If everybody's healthy, then listen, they all had a chance to sign him right now, and nobody wanted him. So maybe you say, all right, I'll see if Stidham loses the job or whatever else. But if there's an opening, I would think he would want out. I think he for sure wants to start.
Yeah, and if he comes in here and has a couple good preseason games, you know, goes.
Yeah.
7 for 10 for 133 yards, and he shows he's got mobility and that he can actually throw it hard, which he had difficulty doing a couple of years ago. Then, you know, then he's done the rehabbing without having to go through the season here. But I can't imagine he wants to be, you know, an Auburn Hall of Famer looking up at a guy who played there for 15 minutes and not being able to beat him out.
Tom, what did you make of the reaction to this signing via social media? Again, this is part of the new age aspect of our job, you know, googly eyes from people and looking at. And what do you think Jarrett Stidham makes of that? Is there a divide immediately when Cam Newton comes in terms of teammates saying, that's Cam Newton, former MVP, he should be the starter?
Oh, that's a great question. I hadn't even thought of that. I mean, I hadn't even thought of the dynamic between those two. I mean, how many did we see from offense? We saw Stephon Gilmore. We saw McCourty.
James White.
Very many.
James White had googly eyes.
James White had the eyeball emoji, sure.
That may change when he throws a ball at his shins.
I believe Isaiah Wynn as well.
Oh.
I believe. Yes. So.
I mean, he's a dynamic player. He's a former MVP. I don't blame him. But it certainly just it's chip size. Now he's got a bigger reason. Now he can have a bigger chip. Ooh. Everybody needs a chip.
That's true. Edelman's got a chip. Newton's got a chip. Stidham's got a chip. Championship.
Come on.
Oh, that was good.
No,
that was good.
I don't like it.
Okay. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Yeah. Well, he's a writer. He knows how words work.
It's better than Tom's genitalia comment, but only marginally.
That's going to be racked and saved, isn't
yep,
it?
That's I'll a keeper.
I'll be in the new open next week, I'm guessing.
It's my new ringtone, too. So just so
well,
you
the
know.
Best is Rich going, what?
No, that was Dale.
That was Dale. All right. We always appreciate the time, Tom. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you guys.
Thanks, Tom.
See you. Have a great week.
You too. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. I hadn't even thought about the whole premise of, you know, if he's not the starter, does he ask for his release?
He could. I mean, so, and Rich is right. Like, if he finds out in the fourth preseason game, which might be renamed the second preseason game.
The last preseason game.
That, listen, we've decided to go with Jared. He's, you know, young up-and-comer. And he watches another last preseason game in which Gardner Minshew goes down with a torn ACL.
Or even somebody, like, Russell Wilson
but
goes
anywhere.
Down.
But,
no,
like,
but I'm saying, like, a good team especially.
Right.
You're like,
and
get
he's
me out
like,
of here.
Wait a minute. I'm just going to hold a clipboard, as Tom said. I'm one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever, Auburn Hall, and I'm going to watch that guy take my job.
No.
And, oh, by the way, I'm only making peanuts, less than $1 million. And if I'm on the sideline, I'm not getting any of these incentives up to $7.5 million.
I just feel like if he's hurt, he's hurt, and he gets paid to rehab or do whatever he wants. But if he's healthy, I just don't see how he doesn't win the job.
This is another example, by the way, of how football sucks if you want to make money.
Yeah.
So Kevin Durant is hurt, and he signs a two-year $60 million contract or whatever
it
is.
He got paid $30 million to
Cam
hang
Newton's
out this
hurt,
year.
And he's got to come with his fancy hat in hand for $798K or whatever.
Crazy.
And he's got lots of fancy hats.
He does.
He sure does.
He's a good dresser, Dale. You should try some of his looks.
Some of it is good. Some, got to be honest, are just a little outside my comfort
I would
comfort
love to get
zone.
Some fashion tips from
He
Cam.
Dabbles between fashionista and looks like Greg Grammy Hart.
By the way, I would say that the Greg Hill Morning Show Monday interviews just got a whole lot more interesting.
Oh, so you're assuming point. It's Cam
Newton?
Greater
than
Jared
Stidham.
Oh, they
didn't
tell you? The new Monday morning interviews are going to go to the team's gunner. So you'll have Matthew Slater, Greg Hill Show, every Monday at 6.
Team captain.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Tom expressed his surprise at the severity of the punishment. We've expressed ours, but we'll get more into that as well in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, and it's time to trend.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
So Jeff Howe of The Athletic has just written a new piece here in the last hour or so. Why the Patriots decided to bring in Cam Newton. There are a couple of tidbits in here that I found interesting. And the one that jumped right off the bat to me, quoting now, Newton wasn't guaranteed the Patriots starting job, according to a source. The best quarterback in camp will take over Tom Brady's perch. Now, I'm assuming Cam Newton thinks he's going to be the best quarterback in camp, but no guarantees of a starting job, at least according to Howe and his sources.
Yeah, but I don't know this for sure. I don't believe they've ever told, like, Randy Moss wasn't guaranteed the starting receiver job.
I bet that's how they
job.
Operate.
Like,
right?
That's not how Bill, he would not have guaranteed him the starting job. He also wouldn't have called Stidham and talked to him about, listen, we're bringing him in Newton, and I'm sorry if this looks,
no,
like,
you gotta
he doesn't do that.
Because remember, Brady would even make jokes during preseason about, like, yeah, well, if I'm the starter or whatever,
right,
like, and I'm sure that's just what the mentality is there with every player.
Yeah.
Now, us as fans or analysts could easily say, yeah, Cam Newton's the best out of the group. He should be the starter. But they, like you guys, when you used to work at Patriots.com, would have a depth chart. But that wasn't the Patriots depth chart, right?
Yeah,
don't tell that
to Florio.
No,
he likes,
I know.
To
he's
going to
take and run with it. But that's just sort of a thing for fans to take a look at. And,
right,
like, and it's probably ballpark correct.
Yes.
And some positions a lot easier than others. But that's not, hey, Bill, can we get a copy of that depth chart? Can
right.
Hand that to us and let us know exactly where you have everybody ranked.
But if I were making that today.
Right.
Cam Newton would be in the starting job for me.
Because that was also the report that came out when they signed Brian Hoyer. His agent said he was given an opportunity to start
compete. Here in Jeff Howe's piece, it says here in Howe's piece, when Hoyer re-signed this offseason, he was aware of the likelihood it would be as a backup to Stidham.
The likelihood. He was, because there's also a big difference between Cam Newton and Brian Hoyer.
I understand,
I just mean, like, you know, Hoyer used to backing up. He started only a couple of years. Like, no, that he's a backup. But if he went and signed behind Drew Brees, he knows there's no chance to compete. If you go with Jarrett Stidham there, you have a chance. Now, it might be weighted towards Stidham, but it wouldn't have been the biggest shock in the world had Hoyer started week one.
Right.
I thought he would have. But now you bring in Cam Newton, and the same thing. The Patriots have to see, how healthy are you? How do you fit in? There's so much uncertainty with the offseason, all this stuff. So we can't make a promise and then, man, Stidham actually looks really good. Newton kind of sucks. But remember, we told Newton he's
right.
the starter? So you got to
compete.
Right.
The word is compete. And so I think Brian Hoyer was told, you'll have the chance to come here and compete.
And I think they were
lying.
I don't
think for the starting job is set. I think you have
just
the chance to come here and compete, just like every other player. Jakob Johnson arrived as like a roster extra,
right,
and he competed and ended up being a starting fullback down the road.
So if you go to WEEI.com, and I recommend you do.
Please.
I beg of you. There's a piece by Andy Hart on there in which you more or less hint that this was the Patriots falling out of love with Jarrett Stidham.
And the fast body.
So let me just give you another paragraph here from Jeff Howe's piece.
Quote, yeah.
A source also implied the signing of Newton has nothing to do with Stidham's performance. He adds, and this makes all the sense in the world, considering the Patriots just conducted a virtual off-season workout program without any official on-field work, that rationale kind of checks out.
Yeah, he has no performance. I mean, he has a leadership performance. You could read into that if he wants to take in that direction.
Had a toss with Gunner.
He didn't organize enough throwing workouts with his teammates.
I have no problem with that, but I just feel like we talked to so many fans over the last several months, and the quarterback position was obviously a hot topic during the draft, and then it kind of fell down. Then, you know, with Kaepernick and Newton still available, kind of would come back up again. And so many people were convinced that Stidham is good. Why? Because the Patriots didn't sign any other quarterbacks. So when they do sign a quarterback, how can you still use that logic?
Right.
It'd be the opposite. It would
Correct.
Be that they don't think Stidham's that good.
And that's
sucks. Sucks is a big leap, right? Sucks and great.
Yeah.
There's a huge gap there. So I'm not saying that they think he's useless and he's a bum, but do they want to go into a season where they want to compete and try to, you know, get back into the playoffs again with Stidham or with Newton? And Newton was still available. They grabbed him. So you can't have that rationale that Stidham must be so convinced that he's good, or you wouldn't have signed Cam Newton.
I do disagree with something Tom said with us when we were talking, that, you know, this is going to be the same offense. Doesn't matter if Jarrett Stidham's running it or Cam Newton's running it. That doesn't make sense to me, that if I'm Josh McDaniels, I don't take advantage of unique capabilities that both have, by the way, each has their own unique capabilities. Why would I not adjust things if I've got Cam Newton as my starting quarterback?
because I think they're more similar than you think.
I think
Dale.
Stidham can scoot a little bit, and so
he can scoot a little bit.
The only thing he doesn't do that I would say is different. I don't think you want Stidham running basically a power run up the middle. See that middle linebacker? You got to run him over to get to the goal line. Cam Newton can do that. Has done that in an elite and unique way.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're both dual threat quarterbacks.
I think Stidham and Newton are much more aligned than either of those guys with Brady.
Oh God, yes.
And I think most of the league is trending that way. So if you move on from Brady, you know, I guess unless you brought in Philip Rivers, like you were probably going to run something that suits a more athletic quarterback, either guy.
Where I get into the Jed Fish thing and the college offenses that he's been a part of, and even the pro offenses like L.A., where everybody says, it's a scheme. You know, it's not – Jared Goff's not great. He's not as bad as he was under Fisher. He's not as good as he's looked at his best under McVay and company. He's somewhere in the middle. He's a scheme fit.
Yeah.
I think you are leaning on the scheme this year.
Yeah.
Whether it's Cam Newton or whether it's Jared Stidham, the scheme is going to be important to helping this offense that doesn't have great talent. There's not really much you can turn to and say, our bread and butter is going to be – short throws to White and Edelman? Kind of what it's been for a while?
Yeah, and the other thing that Tom pointed out, and he's right. I mean, overall for Cam Newton's career, it's under 60%, just under 60% career completion percentage.
Not good.
However, 2 years ago, the last time that he played a good chunk of the season, 14 games in 2018, he completed 68% of his passes. What's key about that? That was year two of Christian McCaffrey. So James White's not McCaffrey, but James White can run some of those plays that McCaffrey does, right, as far as a receiving back is concerned. McCaffrey doesn't have this huge catch radius, right? He's a little guy you can put in your pocket. He's jacked, but he's short.
Right.
And Newton hit him over 100 times that year. So I think the 58% completion percentage, 52 or 53 that 1 year, like this offense alone, I don't think would allow that.
Well, there
to
was a while there, like he had a big arm, and they were trying to go down the field.
Right,
and
Ted Ginn was one of his go-to guys. A completion percentage to Ted Ginn for anybody is going to be pretty low,
right?
Because you're just chucking it Hail Marys.
And their Patriots aren't built that way. Again, they don't have a lot of deep threats. I don't know if D'Amir Byrd is the fastest guy. Maybe he's a guy. He played with at one point, but you know, N'Keal Harry, more of a possession type receiver.
Sanu's possession, Edelman's possession.
You don't have speed burner, big play kind of guys. And I don't even know if Newton can throw the deep ball once did.
Right.
So there's going to be a definitive evolution to this offense, regardless of who wins the job. But I don't think Cam Newton was told he'd be a starter. I don't think they would ever do that. I think the word for Belichick is always compete for a role. Compete for a role. And then he jokes later, you know, we had a role in mind for him, and it ended up being that he started all 16 games or whatever.
Right.
I'm most intrigued by your question. I saw some people on Twitter pose it. Maybe they both play. Maybe
they could.
You know, maybe Sean Payton, you know, has been pretty creative in some of the stuff he's done.
I just think you wouldn't do that when Tom Brady was the quarterback.
No.
But you would if Jared Stidham was the quarterback.
Yeah. Right. Or Cam Newton.
Now,
either way, in either direction.
I'm surprised the Saints do it with Breeze, but maybe that speaks to what they really think of Breeze. I don't know. But I also think it'd be tough, though, if you're like, hey, we're going to use both guys, but Cam, it's only going to be goal line stuff. Like, I think he's going to be like, well, listen, I'm trying to get another contract.
You're just going
to
take years off my life.
And now
and I don't
I'm,
get
just,
right.
I'm just running up the gut here. Like, you're your goal line
am
back.
I Devlin?
Like, I don't want to do that.
Devlin
so
reference.
I wonder how they'll, again, I mean, that'll really just come down to how well both are playing. And then maybe, you know, McDaniels gets creative and is like, all right, you both are active. We're gonna use you both.
And as you said, he's dabbled in the creativity with Tebow, with
Aaron
Jimmy
Hernandez.
Garoppolo, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
You know, they had the Jacoby Brissett experiment. If I remember, Kyle Orton, the year in Denver, I think he rolled out a lot and did a lot of sort of like boots and waggles and things of that nature.
I found it interesting. Joe Person, who covers the Panthers for The Athletic, was on this morning on the Greg Hill Show with Wiggy and Mutt and Fitzy. And he brought up an interesting point and one that I think is accurate. He said, I don't think Cam Newton is interested in coming in here and mentoring Jared Stidham. He wants to beat his ass out for a spot. He doesn't want to mentor Stidham
and
help him along.
No.
And I don't think that's his game, to be fair.
No, but I feel like it'd be tough for a quarterback that's joining a new team, even though they have the veteran presence, to be like a mentor. Like, Newton's has less idea of what's going on at the facility than Stidham does.
And it's he's not in a position like Philip Rivers signs with the Colts.
Yeah.
He's got a year left, maybe two. He's comfortable with where he's been.
Yeah, no,
he's,
this is different.
Like, Cam Newton at 30, is he 31 or 32? Coming up on 32,
Newton
I think.
Newton is
31 now. Yeah.
So he's 31. In the modern NFL, you could have 8 seasons, 10 seasons, right? I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, to me, is a similar style player.
Right. He's 39. Takes a lot of hits.
Takes a lot of hits, but he's 39. He's still a starting quarterback in the National. So Cam Newton isn't playing out the string. He's looking to reinvent himself and probably sign a four-year, $90 million, $100 million contract next offseason. So it's not his job to mentor somebody else. It's his job to rebuild his career. I just looked it up because he has, in fact, played in a game he didn't start in his career. He's played in 125 games, started 124
of them. What's the story in that
game? 2016, he started 14 of 15. I don't know.
What happened there?
But I thought there was a chance that he started every game he's ever played in because he's that kind of guy. Number one overall, you know, Drew Bledsoe. That's
Derek
who this guy
Anderson
is.
Derek Anderson started two games that
Why?
Year. I don't know. There's a story there somewhere.
Get your person on the line.
I know. What happened?
Yeah, what the heck's going on there?
That's weird.
617-779-7937. We told you, and even though it's you know, trying to even the money out, that the Vegas odds changed for the Patriots in the aftermath of this announcement. We'll kind of dive into a little bit, how does it change your thoughts on what the record is going to be for this team coming up this season? We'll get into that and talk with you as well at 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dale and Keefe is on from 10 to 2.
That's why you get up in the morning.
Give me the ball and get out of the way.
On WEEI.
Okay, Cam. Okay, Cam. I see you. I see you. Willing to go to New England? Succeed to be the successor to Tom Brady? Oh, my goodness. I like it. I like it. Can New England win the Super Bowl again? Can they do it again? I don't know, Patrick Mahomes. I don't know, Deshaun Watson. I don't know, Lamar Jackson. I don't know. I don't know. But I love it. Cam! I hear you, bro.
All right, Stephen A. may be more cranked up than virtually anybody about this move.
Out of his mind.
Well, maybe not as high as Rich is. No, Rich might be right.
I'm pretty excited about it. I know Wiggy's excited about it.
But you didn't bring up, like, Patrick Mahomes should now be worried?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be too worried if I was the Chiefs.
That's a little much.
I would say, like, the Bills. Like, the Bills looked like they had maybe a gift-wrapped AFC East title for the first time in, you know, since the K-Gon offense. But that the Chiefs? No, the Chiefs don't need to worry about it.
All right, a week or so ago, when we thought that the Patriots starting quarterback would either be Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer, I thought the Buffalo Bills were going to win the AFC East. I said, you know, after the departure of Brady, I thought the Patriots were going to win 7 or 8 games. Are you guys in that ballpark?
I had them at 8-8 prior to last night.
Yeah, I had 7-9.
Yeah, and I thought maybe they find their way in thanks to that extra wild card spot this year and going forward. Because I don't think the Bills are like this juggernaut, but I thought, all right, Bills go 9-7 and they end up winning the division. They got a good defense, and Allen, you know, gets a little bit better. But I wasn't like, oh, man, you're in the division with Kansas City or you're in the division with some, even the Ravens. Like, you're not. But, yeah, I thought 8-8, and I was kind of probably optimistic, but that's what I thought.
Yeah, right, Josh Allen is the wild card for me.
You don't know what he's gonna do, I know.
If they just had a veteran.
What if they had Tannehill?
And I don't love him either. But if they had, like, I don't even know the guy, but just a veteran,
that's a good
stable.
Example.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, there was that. MVP buzz last year.
There
that's
was.
Some of it now you can hear it
but
coming back in.
Josh Allen is just such a wild card to me. I think
he
that
is.
Otherwise that team is solid, I think.
Solid
no, coach, solid roster.
They're
solid all around. Solid doesn't matter if your quarterback poops himself.
Right.
All right, so let's now say that we think that Cam Newton will be the starting quarterback for the Patriots. Don't know how long he'll stay healthy. That's been an issue, but we're playing the game here. I think I go from 7 or 8 wins to like 10 wins.
10, yeah, for sure. Man. I thought you didn't want Cam Newton-Dale.
No, I thought that they were going to keep Stidham because I don't think Cam Newton can stay healthy, but that's okay. Fine. I don't think he can.
So you're saying 16 games of Cam Newton, you're adding 10 two wins, maybe?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Of course.
I mean,
so you think they're the same team with Newton or Stidham?
No, I think he's a little better.
You got to be better. If you're better, you're he's also at that
dangerous.
Position.
He turns the ball over a lot. I don't know where his motivations will be. I don't know where his emotions will be.
Like,
and the rest of the roster
of
stinks.
He really doesn't.
All right, so keep
the
in
roster.
Mind,
yeah, I'll give you that. The roster is not great, but again, you're in a division that I still don't think is great. So even if you split with the Bills. Yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility that you're winning 10 games.
They could 10 games a lot for me to swallow, but I think they have a better chance to be in playoff contention than they do to win 10 games. And that tells you what I think about the East.
Yeah. Keep in mind now that Cam Newton went to a Super Bowl with Devin Funchess, Kelvin Benjamin, Ted Ginn Jr., and Corey Brown.
Right, but it was basically Cam Newton went to a Super Bowl.
Cam Newton was the offense. Was the man.
Like that was he was the offense revolved around him. That's why he was the MVP that year because he was tremendous.
Even 2 years ago, you know, he was 6-8 in Carolina. He had a 68% completion percentage, 24 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. It was obviously not a great team. They would fire Ron Rivera a year later. That was year two of McCaffrey. So you had an elite player in Christian McCaffrey, but then that was it. DJ Moore, I think that was his rookie year. He's gotten better. That year he wasn't great. Funchess again, Jarius Wright, Curtis Samuel. Like, it's pretty close to what you have here, and maybe here's even slightly better.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you factor in the coaching and the defense, again, I
no, I do think this is better than that group. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He took that group to a Super Bowl. Well, and, by the way, didn't have Bill Belichick.
Right. No, didn't have Bill Belichick. And, we had a caller bring up earlier how he's only had three winning seasons. Well, part of it is he was the number one pick in the draft, joining a team that had won two games the year before. Hard to instantly turn that team into a winner. And, yes, he had the Super Bowl trip, and since then there's been some injuries. 2017, though, they went 11-5 with a lot of those same guys. So, yeah, it's not a guarantee that, look out AFC, you guys are screwed. I like it so much better than what it was a day ago, the quarterback roster. He was available. Forget the money. I mean, the money part of it's insane. It's like a no-brainer to sign for that.
Yeah.
But I go back to if Jared Stidham is your starter, that means he beat out Cam Newton, not just Brian Hoyer. If he showed up, he should beat out Brian Hoyer, unless he just absolutely caves under the pressure and he doesn't know what's going on. But if he outperforms Cam Newton, who I think is going to be so motivated, like he, Tom Brady, a few other guys around the league have extra incentive to be motivated this year. And if Stidham's better than that, then hey, maybe you really do have your future quarterback. But if not, at least the baseline is now Cam Newton and you should have a competitive season.
And there may be no bigger difference physically between two guys than Cam Newton and Brian Hoyer. I mean, if you...
Oh my God.
We probably won't be there, but Brian Hoyer, the old joke that Charlie Weiss would use for quarterbacks, you time his out throws with a sundial. Brian Hoyer has to put everything he has into a 12-yard out, and it takes forever. Cam Newton, it may not get there, but it's going to be zinging if he's back to Cam Newton when it gets there. He's just a huge athletic. Like, the difference between those two guys could not be more dramatic.
All right, let's get to the calls. Bob's down on the Cape. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Dale, what's going on? Rich Keefe, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Hey. Yes, sir. So I gotta say, longtime Patriots fan, heartbroken when Brady left and blah, blah, blah. But 2020, the hits keep on coming. I cannot stand Cam Newton. He's a washed up fraud. All right.
Fraud. Why is he a fraud?
I grew up with 9 Super Bowls. All right. But he's a prissy little prima donna. He's impossible to root for.
I gotta be honest. Quarterbacks in general are kind of prima donnas.
I agree. All right. And Tom had his moments too.
Tom, certainly, especially late in the tenure. Kind of did. Yeah, I would say so.
But he got replaced by Teddy Bridgewater. He obviously lost a step. And like somebody mentioned it earlier, I can't watch fifth quarter anymore with his silly ass outfits. It's ridiculous.
Bill's
only
going to
put up with so much of that.
Oh, by the way, we did some work because Andy Hart looked up how, for some reason, Cam Newton didn't start every single game that he's played. He has 125 games, 124 starts.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. In 2016, he missed the first possession because of a dress code violation. So geez. The only time he didn't start,
his scarf had slipped, or
it must have been, maybe it was the capris that he was wearing. I don't know what the problem
ascot.
Was. Yep, that was a problem.
Angelo's in Everett. Hey, Angelo, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are you?
What's going on?
I got 2 points I want to make. Now, if Cam Newton's healthy and he gets with the offense, I think they can win 11 games. Now, what if this? Just play with me on this one.
Let's play.
What if Tom Brady plays Cam Newton in the Super Bowl?
Oh.
In Tampa.
Greatest thing ever.
Rich Keefe, yeah, little imagining. GIF.
I'm imagining that. Puppet GIFs everywhere. I love that, Angelo. Why not?
No, I just think that Cam Newton, he's got something to prove, and he's going to be motivated.
Yes, he does.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in history. I guarantee you 11 wins.
Guaranteed. You want to bet? You let him go,
by the way,
Dale. I was going to set up a bet with Rich.
Super motivated, too, for Belichick. Like, maybe as much
so he has
as he's been as any.
Chip?
No, stop. No, leave that alone. Leave that alone.
The AFC championship game, though, back on the table.
AFC 100%. Championship. So you're predicting Mahomes, Newton?
Yeah, could be Chiefs-Pats now.
Actually, I'm predicting Lamar Jackson versus Cam Newton.
What happened to Mahomes?
There's a guy.
He's
going to
lose in the round before that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Sean's trying to hijack Andy's high noon hot take.
Yeah, come on. We got a high noon hot take coming up.
I'm not hijacking it out loud.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just saying. I predicted them to win more than 10 games already before they signed Cam Newton.
Yeah, you did.
Now
yeah.
I'm upgrading. We're going to the AFC Championship game, boys.
Hey, as The Rock would tell you, know your role.
And shut your hole!
Because our high noon hot take is coming up next. I don't think that was actually
that wasn't it.
No.
Never say anything about your hole.
Or anything about where your genitalia are pointing or any of that stuff. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.